Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is amazingly foolish, but it doesn't surprise me. A Republican congressman from Texas named Ronnie Jackson, right the day that the Uvalde report came out from the Texas legislature, showing that 387 police officers from all departments were in the hallway as these kids were being murdered. 387, how did they fit in the hallway? All swaggering around with guns. Whenever a gun went off, they ran the other way. Chicken hawks is what they were. Ronnie Jackson, the day that that report came out showing that detail, posted a video of himself, a pro-gun video, online, showing him holding two AR-15s. After 19 little ones had been killed, two teachers, report came out that day, and he's holding two AR-15s, and he is daring Biden to take them. He says, come and try to take these, Joe Biden. Unfortunately for him, he had one of them pointed at his feet, the metaphor being he shot himself in the foot, same day the Texas House published the Uvalde report. He was mercilessly ridiculed online, you know, idiot, dumb cuff, you know, 19 little ones and two teachers are killed. Texas report comes out that same day saying there were 387 chicken hawks who didn't do anything. There was a school board meeting where the parents got up screaming at them, saying fire them all and criminally charge the leaders. They stood outside. The door was open. It was not locked. When they claimed that they had tried 30 keys and they finally got one from the janitor, that was false. They were lying. You could see them every time they heard a shot running away down the hall. You could see them not only running away down the hall, but if parents came in, tried to get in to save their kids, they arrested the parents. They threw them on the ground and zip-tied some of them. One woman said, okay, I won't go in. They let her go. She jumped up and ran in and saved her son and her daughter. And then you know what happened after that? A car mysteriously parked near her house in a threatening manner at night, in the middle of the night. Entire police force down there should be fired. Leadership should be submitted to a grand jury to see if there was a criminal offense in there being chicken hawks and not ordering people in. And you know what you do is, it's an open door. You kick open the door, you're lying on the ground, and the guy shoots through the door, okay, and you just blast him to kingdom come. The chicken hawks swagger around. We've secured the building. We've arrested parents that are trying to get in. Okay, yeah, he may kill people in there, but he's not going to kill anyone else. Chicken hawk, chicken hawk. And Ronnie Jackson, you know, Texas has a lot of bad congressmen. I mean, Texas has a lot of congressmen that don't even pass a humanity test on a lot of these issues, and bad senators, too. Take a look at Ted Cruz. But for Ronnie Jackson to post a video of himself holding two AR-15s daring Biden, what, Joe Biden, supposedly Biden to take them, when they were illegal in 1994, 10 years, Republicans put a sunset on it. George W. Bush lifted the ban. And nobody's taking anything without a congressional legislation. And that is what is pending in Congress right now. And he points one at his foot. The same day the House, they published the report about the chicken hawks. He got mercilessly roasted. Why doesn't this guy get beaten? Okay. Maybe it's a gerrymandered Republican district. I understand that. Isn't there a single Republican in Texas with any common sense and decency and humanity? Is there one? I don't know one in Texas. I know one in Wyoming named Liz Cheney. I know one in Illinois named Adam Kinzinger. Say what? There aren't that many of them. But that is the sad fact of what happened. Sad fact of what happened, with Ronnie Jackson. If you his name lives in infamy. He is bad news. Very bad news, Ronnie Jackson. Well, he's not alone on hypocrisy. This is unbelievable from Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, remember, tanked soft infrastructure on climate because he has a $30 million stake in a coal company. Gets his funding from energy industry. So he's at some kind of a meeting with constituents and people are shouting, we got to do something about climate change. And you know what he said? He said, we must do something about climate change. Congress must pass a climate program. Hey, yesterday he tanked the climate program and it was a fairly weak one too. It was not all that stringent. And he knifed it and now he's going around saying, Congress must act. He is Congress. He tanked it himself. This reminds me of Republicans that fought against COVID relief. No money. Then when the money came out, they put out press releases boasting about the money. Guy down in Mississippi in some, you know, Buffalo Nut, Mississippi, wherever he was. He goes, we're getting $790,000 to Buffalo, Mississippi. Isn't that great? Hey, dude, you voted against it. You got up and said it was socialism. And now you're boasting about it. You know, he grinned. He said, no one knows. No one cares. They think I brought 790 grand back to Mississippi. Joe Manchin goes, Congress must pass a climate program. Yeah, it was going to. If you voted for it the other day and you tanked it because you have a $30 million interest in a coal company and you get your money from big energy. Is anybody listening? Does anybody care? Seriously, if I were in West Virginia, guy goes, Congress must pass a climate program, and I know he tanked it, I'm going to say, what's this all about? I'm not going to vote for this guy. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
La la la.